With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Rain and cooler temperatures are in the forecast for much of Minnesota by Friday, but the Interagency Fire Center's Leanne Langenberg in Grand Rapids says it will take some measurable events to lessen wildfire danger in many parts of Minnesota. Langenberg says the reason...
That limited amount of snow that we just didn't receive last year. You know, you think about years past, we could still be under several feet of snow right now.
She says without snowpack, light grasses remain standing, dry out in an hour after rainfall, and are easily ignited. And we'll be back with more ag news right after this.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
The U.S. ag industry is entering the growing season, which means things will get busy. The National Agricultural Aviation Association is asking all uncrewed aircraft system operators, or drones, to be mindful of low-altitude crewed or manned agricultural aircraft operations. Agricultural vehicles treat 127 million acres of cropland in the U.S. each year to help farmers increase productivity and protect their crops. In addition to pasture land, rangeland, and forestry, UAS are not allowed above 400 feet without a waiver from the Federal Aviation Administration, and manned agricultural aircraft fly as low as 10 feet off the ground when making an application. This means they share the low-altitude space with many drones. With the growing number of uncrewed aircraft operations over the last few years, it's critical for their operators to be aware of low-flying, manned agricultural aircraft, says Andrew Moore, Chief Executive Officer of the National Ag Aviation Association. With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.